The bubble wand.
Go ahead and get in a comfortable position in your chair. Sit upright, with your feet flat on the floor, your arms and legs uncrossed, and your hands resting in your lap, palms up or down, whichever is more comfortable. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Allow your body to rest without drifting off to sleep. Bring an intention of kindness to this practice. Now bring into your awareness a recent situation where you found yourself in a bout of endless worry. Perhaps it's a situation you know all too well, or one you wrote down on your life forms over the past weeks. Really work to bring this experience into your full awareness and right into the room with you. Make it as real as possible. Continue to visualize the situation until you can really notice a wave of unpleasant changes sweeping over your body and mind. Allow yourself to connect with the experience. Relive every bit of it as best you can. Keep doing so until you're at a point where you feel taken over by anxiety and tension, and a strong desire to do something about it. Now, we want you to go more deeply into this experience. Imagine that you have a large bubble wand, like the kind that kids sometimes play with at the beach or in the park. Go ahead and fill the wand with bubble soap. Then look within you and notice all the elements of the unsettling experience. Start by locating one of the most obvious judgments or worrisome thoughts. For each one, take your bubble wand and sweep it through each worry thought. Trap each thought in a giant bubble. Then, one by one, notice each thought in its bubble and label it as you watch each drift upward in the gentle breeze. There goes worrying. What ifing? Second guessing? Judging? Blaming? Shaming? Criticizing? Keep watching the bubbles go higher and higher until they're out of sight. Then, take a few slow, deep breaths. Allow yourself to go more deeply into this experience. See if you can find the next thought underneath the first worry. For example, if you worry about not having enough money to make ends meet, then you might gently ask, and if that were true, then what? Watch what your mind comes up with. Perhaps it's the thought, I won't be able to pay my bills. Notice that thought and place it in a giant bubble and watch it float upward. Follow this with, and then what? Keep going with an attitude of gentle curiosity and kind allowing. As you go more deeply into your worry, you'll likely notice more physical sensations of anxiety in your body. Heart pounding in the chest, feeling shaky, trembling hands, shortness of breath, feeling hot, or the sensation of an upset stomach. There's tension everywhere. You may feel like you're about to pop. As that unfolds, notice your impulses to respond and label these sensations one at a time. There is my impulse to shout. Run away. Shut down. Struggle. Make a fist. Lash out. Point my finger. Or stop this exercise. Your task now is both simple and difficult. Do nothing. Sit with these thoughts, sensations, and impulses. Feel the restless energy in this situation. Sitting still and doing nothing is the last thing you want to do, and it's the wisest thing you can do. Say nothing, do nothing. You want resolution now, and there isn't any. The energy of anxiety and worry works like a big ocean wave. Just allow yourself to ride with it as each wave comes and goes into and out from your awareness. Watch as the wave rises until it reaches its peak, staying strong and powerful for a while, and then, eventually, settling back down and drifting away. Continue to sit still with the energy in this situation and let the worry wave run its course. Then gently return to the worry situation and take a final inventory. What are you left with here? What do you see? If you look closely, you'll see two things. The pain and hurt that fueled your worry to begin with, and your values. See if you can turn your attention to the pain and hurt underneath the worry. Give that pain and hurt a label. If you have a hard time identifying the hurt, ask yourself, what would I have left to feel if I didn't get caught up in worry in this situation? Take a moment to really take stock. Perhaps you see hurt, fear, abandonment, loneliness, inadequacy, loss, guilt, vulnerability, or shame. There is no need to trap these feelings or cover them. They're part of you and belong to you without being you or defining who you are. Just allow them to be. Make space for them. As if they were an open wound, take care of them by bringing kindness, care, and compassion to your experience and to this moment. Forgive yourself for burying and rejecting your pain for so long, for acting in ways to push it from view. If at any time you feel like stopping and stepping back inside your worry armor, thank your mind for that option and simply return to your experience. If you notice judgment or resentment popping up again, place them into their own bubbles and let them go, floating upward. Next, gently turn your attention to your values lying close by. Which ones do you see? Pick one or two that are important to you. Now ask yourself this question. If worry and doubt are between me and moving in the direction of those values, am I willing to have them and still do what matters to me? If you're willing, worry is no longer a barrier. It's just a thought. Now think of a situation where worry had gotten in the way of you acting in accord with your values. Then go ahead and imagine yourself doing what you value and bringing your hurt and pain with you. That probably feels strange, and it also feels vital, because you're moving toward what you care about in life. Here, you're exerting control where you truly have it. Take time to really connect with this. This is what it's all about. Then, when you're ready, gradually widen your attention to take in the sounds around you in the room. Take a moment to make the intention to bring this sense of compassion and forgiveness into the present moment and to the rest of your experience on this day.